some of civil rights. I want to know about, what did you think about Vietnam in the 60s, all these wild flower children? Was that?
Well, I was very much against the Vietnam War.
You were?
Sure I was. Very much against it. I didn't see any reason for it. The boys going over there, what did they fight for? They came back mangled, on dope. What did they accomplish? I'm very much against it.
All the sexual revolution thing, was that weird?
That was, what year was it?
Probably 69, 70, 71, the early 70s. And everybody was wearing bell bottoms and on dope. And
well, bell bottoms are okay. Dope, you know, I'm against that very much. 100% against dope. I wouldn't wear bell bottoms now. I wore them then, but I wouldn't.
You know, I can remember taking your picture, you and mother, when I was about 5 or 6, and we lived in Huntsville. Oh my gosh, you and mother both having this. Mama's got this you've got this plaid polyester pantsuit on. Yeah. Mama's got this other polyester, and got those scarves around your neck. But that was really in style then, wasn't it?
I wouldn't dare touch them now. Give me my sweats.
No, but you dress up today. You don't dress like an older person.
Yeah, I love pretty clothes.
Yeah, you do. That's
you know
where we
I
get
do.
It.
And I spend everything that I have extra that I can spend, I spend it on clothes. Because I don't waste my money, I don't smoke, and I don't do any of the vice. So if I have any extra money, I spend on clothes. I love clothes.
I think that's because you were so poor when you were growing
up. It was, because I didn't have any clothes. So I tried to make up for it after I got old. But I still like my jeans. Not as much.
I don't really remember you wearing them.
They hurt my tummy. They don't feel as good.
They're not very comfortable.
They're not comfortable. They don't feel as good. But I've never been one for wearing pants to church. I really don't. I don't believe in that. I think when you go in God's house, you should wear the best you've got. Now, maybe on Wednesday night or something like that, people wear pants. You know, I'll do that, but not on Sundays.
Yeah.
I guess I don't do like I should, but I do believe. You know, I know what's right.
You strive to do what you need to do.
I strive.
That's what's important. That counts.
Right.
If it doesn't, we're all lost. Did you say you worked at the arsenal?
In a cafeteria.
Do you remember when it was being built?
When it was being built? It was already, no, I don't know when the arsenal was built. I don't remember what year. And I worked down there for $1.05 an hour. And I worked, too, in the cafeteria.
You know, I was...
Well, that was in 64, because I married Norman in 63.
My second husband.
My second husband. And my times were rough in 63. And that was the time Kennedy got killed.
What was that like? Was that
rough? Oh, it's sad.
There's a boy in my class that was saying that.
We were living in Pell City, and I was ironing that day when the news flash that Kennedy had been assassinated. Oh, I cried and I cried.
You really liked him, didn't you?
I liked him.
Everybody kind of liked him.
I thought it was so sad. I mean, somebody could do something like that. But you know, our country, I don't know. So much murder, so much hatred. Just like now our boys are over there in Bosnia right now. Okay, they shot a helicopter down the other day and killed a bunch of their boys. Why don't they appreciate what they're doing for them?
I think they think we owe it to them.
I don't think we owe them anything. And our health care system is so terribly bad.
So this new bill, you really support that?
I support the bill, but I'm wondering, well, where's all the money coming from to do it with, you know? Sure, I support it. It sounds good. But I still hang on to my Medicare. I believe in the Medicare very much, but I think the Medicare should help us with our with our medicine.
Under that bill, that's what it's going to do.
We pay the drugstore around $200 a month for medicine. I mean, that's stuff that you have to have.
This bill proposes to do that, pay for people's medicine under Medicare.
I mean, you just can't pay it all out on medicine and draw no more. I mean, and then once a month you get paid. It's rough. You can spend it all in 1 week and could do it out the next three. You've got to know how to manage.
Yeah.
And the medicine is just ridiculous. It's just so high. And it's stuff that you really have to have.
And they know it.
And they know that.
And they overcharge.
I mean, I don't know why we can't get it.
And insurance companies are terrible.
Sure it is.
You get sick and they drop you.
That's right. That's not right. I mean, you can't help if you have a pre-existing illness. You can't tell what's going to happen. And when it happens, they're going to drop you.
You pay these premiums all your life and then you get real sick and they don't want to help you anymore.
That's true. I just think they send too much overseas and for foreign aid. I just think they send too much over there for foreign aid. I think a lot of that could be cut out.
Do you remember during the election last year in 92 when a lot of people criticized Hillary Clinton for being so strong in her marriage?
I go for her. I think she's got guts.
I do too.
She
can do more than stay home and bake cookies.
That's exactly, absolutely. I think she's done more than the others have tried to do.
Mm-hmm. Or have been expected to
That's
do.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. I may be getting old, but I don't think old.
No.
I think
you have a sense of what's fair.
I've always tried to be fair. I want everybody to be fair with me.
What do you think about, and we're talking about Clinton's policies, you know, but what do you think about homosexuals in the military, since you were in the military for so long? Right, military.
Oh, life. Lord, I'm against homosexuals 100% now. But I really don't know how to say it. But if it's there, and it's going to be there, and I think it's, like I said, if they can shoot straight, if they can serve the country well and shoot straight and don't advertise it, I say, keep them in there. Now, that's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't believe in it, and I don't believe God meant for them to be like that. I just don't believe it's inherited. I believe they're that way because they want to be that way. But I don't condemn them. I mean, I'm just not one to. I just don't know that much about it. But I don't think they. As long as they keep it to themselves and don't advertise it and don't do the things they shouldn't do. So the ones that don't want it done, too. I don't know if that's the way to put it.
Basically, the same rules that would apply to heterosexuals.
That's right. That's right.
Conduct yourself.
That's exactly right. But I don't believe, and I don't believe in. Lesbianism, I don't know how you would say it, but I mean, I don't believe in that. I don't believe they should be allowed to adopt children. I mean, I'm against that. I think a child should have a mother and a father. I don't think they should have two mothers or either two fathers. It may be good in some cases to give children good homes, but still, I think it misses a child up. Well, I just wasn't raised up like that. I mean, I guess if I was from a younger generation, I might could see it differently. But that's just my point of view.
Mm-hmm. And that's your point of view?
That's right. I speak how I feel.
It's a lot more.
I'm against it. I'm against all of it because I don't think it's right.
Yeah. What do you think about interracial marriages?
I like the blacks, but I don't believe in it. I don't believe in it. I think they should marry their own people. I'm not. You might call me prejudiced if you want to, but I don't think I am. I mean, I don't think I am that way. It might sound like it, but I wouldn't want mine to marry out of their race because it's not fair to the children. Children, when they live in a small community, it's terrible for the children.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Stigmatized.
Yes. I don't believe in it. I don't. Of course, if I ever had a grandchild that was born, I guess I would love them. I'm sure I would. It'd be part of me, but I wouldn't want it.
Prefer.
I mean, the child couldn't help it. I wouldn't throw the child away because they couldn't help it. But I'm against it. I think that's why God made blacks, God made whites. I think they should stick to their own race. You know, should bear their own people now. That's just the way I feel about that. If I can say I'm prejudiced if you want to, I don't mean for it to be that way. But
no, I think that's just your views on it. That's
my
just
views.
Your
and I try to be fair.
Beliefs.
I try to be fair. That's just my belief.
Wrong. A lot of black people feel that way.
Yeah, they don't want it more than we want it. The blacks don't want it more than whites want it. And I don't. I wouldn't want mine to marry out of a race of any kind. I mean, or like Orientals or anything.
About Indians?
Well, I guess that's a different story because Indians are true Americans. They were the first.
But they're not white.
They're not white. But they're not white, really. I really wouldn't want mine. Well, I don't know. I guess we've all got a little Indian in us. I don't know, but I just really don't know about my side.
Because if your great-granddaddy or your granddaddy might have had some in him, then that means you're not 100%
I'll tell you one
white.
Thing. They got some, but they produce some beautiful jewelry.
Yeah, they do. They really do.
Well, I'll just say this. As long as they who have to marry, if they're happy, that's what counts.
Was there a textile mill or anything like that?
What?
A textile mill in Gunnersville?
Yeah, it used to be.
Did a lot of people work there?
Yes, that's where everybody made their livings.
Your friends and stuff?
That's right. I have a lot of relatives that retired from them. I mean, that's how they supported their families.
They live in
Gunnersville. They didn't make much money, but, you know, but they... how they made their living.
What was it like for women back then? I mean, when you were younger, in your 30s, 20s and 30s, I mean, what was expected of women? Couldn't do certain things?
Back in the 30s?
Yeah, 40s.
The women stayed home, took care of the children.
I know you couldn't wear, I mean, like, you were telling me you couldn't even wear pants.
Well,
in public, really.
Nobody ever did. The only time I ever wore pants is when I wore my brother's overalls.
So, I mean, when you were grown and married and were in the army with your husband, you couldn't wear pants.
Yeah, you could wear. You could wear, but I don't know if we had any. I mean, I don't really remember wearing them, I guess.
I mean, everything was dresses and skirts.
Well, mostly, yeah.
Would it have been shocking for a woman to walk down the street?
I wouldn't think so. Back in when?
50s,
40s. 50s, more than 50s. Well, I don't remember too many people wearing them, really, back in the 40s and 50s. But I don't see anything wrong with it. I've lived in them all my life. Ever since I knew there was pants, I've lived in them.
That's because she's raised on a farm, though, don't you think?
I guess so.
Just easier. It's a lot easier to go out here. Feed the animals.
But we definitely didn't wear shorts.
Oh,
Daddy
really?
Would not have allowed that. No way.
Oh, really?
Well, now, I don't even want to wear them because I wouldn't look good in them, and I wouldn't even want what I could have worn if we couldn't, but now I can, I don't want to. It's too bad, you know, I feel like I have anything to show off.
I don't
want to hide mine with pants.
Do you remember when the man landed on the moon?
I sure do.
What was that? I mean, because I can't imagine.
We were working off, and I don't remember where we were. I got married Norman. I believe we were working in Kentucky, and we'd driven up to this service station, and we heard on the radio that they'd landed on the moon, and I was so thrilled.
But that was weird.
It just didn't seem possible.
It almost seems impossible to me, even though I've always grown up with the knowledge that man has been to the moon. Never been like it happened, but to me, I guess it'd be the equivalent of man landed on Mars. Like, God, if you're actually on Mars.
I don't know what they're looking for, what they're going to find. I believe in a lot of that, but I don't believe in, there's a lot of it I don't believe in. I think a lot of our money is being wasted, what they're doing. I mean, I think it could be used on better things. I don't know what they're trying to accomplish, but I know it's awfully expensive.